And as you stay in this place of deep surrender and awakening to what has been given you, know that the Star Mothers are a part of the unfolding of the human consciousness, of the plan of all that is divine inside of us. They are here to give back to their children the love and the understanding, the ability to be compassionate from within. And just relax into that feeling and let yourself be held by them, as we know they are benevolent and here in service to humanity. Take another breath and allow the awareness of the one love, the one truth, the one source to come into you. And then allow it to arise within you, because it is yours. That is who you are in this place and this space of pure love.
Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? We come to you through the divine voice and in connection with the divine Dr. Amber. We love you so much. We are connected to your soul, just as you are connected to ours and each other individual in this room, or each who listen virtually. As many times the case, we ask what it is that you get the opportunity to experience for your highest good and for your highest joy right now in this moment. We brought you yesterday the message from Dove Chocolate. Eat as much chocolate as you can, healthy or no, or at least smell it. Today we asked our vessel Marilyn to draw a specific card. She drew the same card three times because she kept putting it back in the deck. So three times the intention that we carry with you today. These are from the Manifesting Your Mastery by our dear friend Cryon and the Monica, as it puts together for you. Take a deep breath. Enhanced relationships. I share a deep relationship, a deep and loving relationship with myself, my ancestors, humanity, and Gaia. All of my relationships are enhanced in the deep and loving relationship that I share with God. Take a deep breath. You see, many times people, when they think of a relationship, they think of a sweetheart relationship or a beloved relationship. So if you're asking for that, that is fine. Be aware that there's a different energy between a partner and a beloved. You understand what we say? Our vessel Marilyn used to ask for a partner, thinking she was asking for a beloved, and she got the joy out of the deal. So understand that every relationship is an enhanced relationship for you. That may be the relationship if you have the person sitting next to you. Your relationship may be the relationship that you have in the car as you're driving down the highway and you're stopped at the same stoplight. And you look over and you think, oh, look at them. You are in relationship there. As an enlightened being, such as yourself. Know that all relationships are sacred. All relationships. That is the relationship, even in your car when you give the American salute to them. That is the relationship with the long line of people at the grocery store when they are talking and chatting about something else and you're tapping your foot because you've got somewhere to be. You are still in relationship with them. They are still every bit as sacred as you are. And that is what we want you to realize. For you see, dearest beings of light, as you are evolving, your intention is to be as clear as possible. Your intention is to do the soul work, to look at your own patterns, your own triggers, your own buttons that your sweetheart or beloved or family or friend or next door neighbor is pushing for you. They're only helping you evolve. Because if that button is still there, there's something in your energy field that is not clear. So we ask you to be as clear as possible, to forgive and forget, to acknowledge that everyone in your world, everyone, is there by divine appointment. Everyone is there by the energy of order, that divine order that the great Gaia, the divine being, the source of all that is, some call that God, that is all around you, even in the person you're having a heated discussion with, You see, that is how the universe works. That is how that vibration comes to you through the core of your being. You feel that energy bubble up and you think, well, that doesn't work for me. But yes, it does. Very effectively. Sometimes to highlight what you get the opportunity to look at. Sometimes to connect with the opportunity as you are looking to say, why does that bother me? What is that a reflection of? As old Marilyn designed, no, actually we helped design these pendants because they are reflective. They reflect within you and they reflect others to you. You see, that is the key, to know that every single energy is somehow a reflection of you that you get the opportunity to learn from, that you get the opportunity to evolve with. Whether that is your beloved, understand our divine link, Marilyn, this morning said something about the top three questions they ask at Rhonda. One being, where's my sweetheart? And why isn't the one I'm married to or connected to a sweetheart or my sweetheart? Dearest beloveds, first you have to become your own sweetheart. You have to know yourself in your heart and love that energy so completely that you are free to have another love it as well. You see, that is the key that vibrates so highly, so strongly, that love frequency, that when you are in it, you know your light, you know your vision, you know your connected link to humanity. And you know that that person sitting next to you is someone that has been brought to you for some reason. And if you're listening to this virtually and you have no one sitting next to you, know that the next person you encounter is there by divine appointment. So now you get to find the bliss point that your connection entails. You know, because everything is bliss-filled, isn't it? If you choose to make it so. Bliss. B-L-I-S-S. Because life is simply spiritual. Understand that your task here is to live that spirituality, to live that heart center of the divine star mothers brought through Dr. Ember, to live that heart center that the Kryon, our dear friend, brings through you as well. And as you are, that bliss point expands. And that is when the divine partnerships, the enhanced relationships, are coming to you through and through and through. And for that we are so grateful. Because those relationships are you. They are you. Breathe into the love of you, as the Master says. And you will then breathe into the love of the others. We honor you. We see you. We see your heart. We see your doubt. We see your tears. And we see your laughter. We see the soul that is striving to be the best they can be. And we are excited about those prospects. We love you through and through.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Have you noticed a theme between channelers? No matter what the teaching is, there's always love. And the channeler will represent whatever entity, whatever force, whatever beautiful thing. From the other side of the veil, whatever energy. And they will always say that they love you. This is the staple, dear ones, of knowing that you are listening to messages that are accurate and true, pure, benevolent. That there is great love for you. From that source, which you call the Creator. There are things that you do not understand that would be eye-rolling to so many. And they come with that which you call the creation story. The creation story of the planet is one of the most loving stories that can be told. If you saw it the right way, if you knew what really happened, over a period of time, how humans were given free choice and actually implanted with a soul. The soul that they were implanted with is different from a soul, perhaps, of an animal. It's a soul that is allied with the Creator. It's a soul that can advance itself and eventually evolve to be even ascended. It's different. It's beautiful. Not all life forms in this galaxy have that ability. This one does. And in that soul implantation, in that time when you were given the 23 pairs of chromosomes instead of 24 that all the other animals have, in that time, there was other things that took place. And this is not always given to you. But today I want to remind you of it because we are on a subject that talks about the elements of the spark. And if this is the first time you've heard that, it is the associated energies that go along with an expanded realization, an expanded realization of God inside. What would those be? At the same time, dear ones, that the creation story was happening on this planet 200,000 years ago, you have to understand that other things also had to occur. How is it that this planet is so responsive to you? What about all those grids you've heard about, some invisible, some are scientific, and some are metaphysical? What about those? You might say, did they all exist before the creation story? And the answer is no. We have told you before that some were baked into the planet. That means to say they grew with the planet, and some did not. Some were given to you later. And I want to talk about one in particular. The one that is an attribute of the spark, that is to say, that belongs to an awakening human being. It's the one that was seen by the indigenous first. And it's called the Gaia Grid. Perhaps the Gaia Grid is the most misunderstood one. When you talk about the grids of the planet, there's always the most popular, the magnetic and the crystalline. But the Gaia, what is it? What kind of energies are there? I want you to take a look at this for a moment in a sacred way. Because implanted into the planet was the partnership that you would require to live here. And that partnership is a partnering with sacredness. Any indigenous listening to this right now will know exactly where I'm going. In the past, dear ones, before civilization became more modern as it is today before your cities, for thousands of years, those who lived on the planet, who understood who they were, who saw the Creator in all things, all of those would say there is no difference between the stars, the dirt of the earth, and the trees, and the souls of humanity. That they were all allied in such a way that one could not possibly exist without the other. And that is why in all of the indigenous stories, in their chants and their songs, they relate to Gaia. Those energies of the planet, and there are so many of them, that were created as partners for you. There is so much in the Gaia grid that is filled with life. Life that is multidimensional, dear ones, not the animals. The animals, like you, live upon the planet and enjoy the grid, but they were also here before it was placed. What I'm telling you, there is even a multidimensional life beyond yours, beyond that which is your soul, that is baked in, if you would say, to the Gaia grid that was put here carefully during those years when humanity was given the creation. Was given the 23 pairs of chromosomes, was given free choice, and had its very soul altered to be sacred. All part of that which you would call the setup. Today, in this, a modern place, you would think the Gaia grid has been sublimated. That is to say, it's less than. Now you don't need it as much. And that is a perception. That's a perception based upon your schedules, your lives, what you've been told is important, and also, of course, those organizations that are spiritual in your civilization that don't even talk about it. I'm going to give you another name for the Gaia grid, which will confuse you. I'm going to also call it the ancestor grid. Because also within the indigenous ideas of what the earth meant to them and the energies of survival were also part of their ancestral acknowledgement. Almost every indigenous on the planet turns to their ancestors as one of the most important sources of intuition and wisdom and help that any human could have. Now let me ask you, enlightened one who sits here or listens, tell me all about your ancestors. And you're going to draw a blank. Unless you have an indigenous lineage, you're going to draw a blank. Where has that gone? What has happened to the Gaia grid? What is the ancestor grid anymore? And so let's start to look at this and tell you it is alive and well, and it is precious, and it is beautiful, and it's still your partner. And you have ancestors. But we're going to call the ancestors a little differently than the lineage of your heredity. And we'll do it in a moment. But let's talk about that, which is the Gaia energy. I've told you before that my partner is not sensitive to outside energies. He could not be and still channel me. He has to be focused on the energy that he understands. There are no distractions. There are no distractions from any other place for him. This is where he belongs, sitting in a chair, focused, so that the purity and the truth of these messages can ring true. And yet, we let him see something, so he would understand part of what his teaching was about. We've said this before, for he was in a place called Tasmania, in one of those awesome rainforest areas where everything is a green that goes beyond green, where the oxygen is rich, and where you feel like you are born yet. That morning, it is so special as you walk and you watch the forest. And in that place, he saw that which you would call a diva. And you can call it whatever you want to, and you can give it names, but this is multidimensional life in Gaia. It's the life force of the forest, of the plants, of the dirt, of the trees, of the air. And quite often it will come together in a confluence of energies and show itself in all of its light and beauty and color. And those who are sensitive can almost call it to them and see it, just like the indigenous could. They were so used to the lights, and they were so used to that, which is the life force of Gaia. No wonder it became their partner and their friend, because they saw it almost daily. He got to see it. In a fleeting way, it never stood still. But he knew what he was seeing, and he didn't want to leave. It's the only time we showed him this. An allowance for him to move out of the box that he was in. He has not seen it since. All of this so he can give these messages that say the Gaia grid is filled with a partnership for you, and it's alive. The Gaia grid isn't just Mother Nature. It is not just Pachamama. It is a living grid that is partnering with you and for you and calls to you even now. It is the ancestor grid that is also filled then with the ancestral energies of wisdom. We told you long ago about soul splitting. It's confusing, dear ones. But let's simplify it. When you leave this planet, a piece of you stays. And it stays in several places, and one of them is the Gaia grid. That's the ancestral part of the Gaia grid. And the indigenous knew this and felt it and called upon their ancestors in the same way they would call upon the energies of the grid of the nature that they lived within. For their roof was the sky and their walls were the mountains. And it was far easier for them to see the connection and work with the connection, far easier than you can today. You're not even told about the connection. You're not even told about the connection in the most sacred places you visit that you call your organizations, which are spiritual. Almost none of them even acknowledge that it's there. So perhaps it's time to start a process of awareness. And here is the teaching. Dear one, in the modern civilization, we're not asking you to change your lifestyle or become impractical or any of these things. We're asking you to take time to acknowledge this life grid. Some of you are able to get away into the forests, into the areas which are so beautiful, with the lakes and the trees, and sit for a moment or two and soak in the life force of your partner. Some of you can, some of you can't. And for those who cannot, it is still there. Even though you may not be able to hug the tree, you can ask the tree to hug you. For the Gaia grid knows your name. It is your partner on this planet. It helps you to exist. It works with the crystalline grid, the magnetic grid, all of those for your life force as well. You can sit even in the middle of the city and surround yourself as though you could see the stars like the ancestors could, and the mountains so pristine like they could. You can imagine yourself in the lake, in the river. And in that imagination and in that intuition, it will come to you in such a way as it does with the indigenous who have the same issues of living in a modern society and can't get away. They'll create their Gaia as they walk around. Ask them how they do it. It never leaves their consciousness. And we're asking you to include it in yours, to make it a staple of your meditation. The ancestors, oh, this gets good. So many of you in the societies of today, in the amalgamation of heredity, have no pure lineage any longer. And it's difficult for you then to call upon the ancestors, even though there would be perhaps a few in that soup we call the Gaia grid. Instead, I'm going to remind you of something. You have a lineage which we're going to call Akashic. How many lives have you lived on the planet? I am sitting in front of an elite group of old souls, and I will tell you some of you number into the thousands. You carry these lifetime existences with you in your Akash. The earth knows them, you know them, and the energies of all of them have imprinted themselves on the Gaia grid and on the crystalline grid. Pieces and parts of all of them are still here. Dear ones, that is your ancestry. If you don't have a pure ancestry, that's the one to pull upon. The ones that shared your soul over and over and over have pieces and parts of them still here. Is that too strange for you? That means you can call upon the wisdom of you, having lived lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, learned and learned and learned. And you did it in the same time frame as the ancestors of the old, of the indigenous. You're not any younger than they are. But you don't have that chemistry that is pure, but you have the Akashic, which is. There are your ancestors. I'm hearing some of them now. Some of them play the banjo, I believe. And so I've just explained in this teaching section, you can claim this grid, you can claim the aliveness of it, you can call upon it just like the ancestors did. Because in this energy, all these things are available to you. The lineage of your ancestors is you in your Akash. All of these things are available just like they were to the indigenous. You didn't lose them. You're just not aware. We'll speak more of this. But I wanted to give you the information that is so beautiful, that is missing on the planet today in so many cultures. That's an element of the awakening, of the spark, to relearn and revisit your partner Gaia and an ancestry that you've never thought as helpers. And they are. All part of new paradigms that you're beginning to learn. I'll be back. And so it is.